Hi everyone, I'm Yuna Wong, and I hope you're having a good time at Connections UK. So for this panel, the question I was asked to address is there a design challenge that you solved that you were particularly proud of? So I'm proud of solving every design challenge because it always feels like progress and it always feels like I've accomplished something. But one example that I'm particularly proud of comes from the war game Hegemony. So Hegemony was the game that supported the 2018 US National Defense Strategy, and that commercial version is available now as a board game. So this might surprise you because of how simple it is, but it was very effective for us, so I am very pleased with the outcome. So as part of the game design requirements, we had to have people who would play Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea in the game. So they had to be people and they were going to be making actual decisions in the game. So our problem was this, on the design team, we did not have a lot of regional expertise about these four countries. We were not expert, but the people who had regional expertise were not necessarily war game designers. So how did we go about it? Again, super simple, but had a lot of fun with this. So we had to have action and investment cards for each of the players, the red players, and those are Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. So we started out with four really draft generic actions they could do, about four or five of those. And then we had many test games, we had practice games, as well as actual games. So this was run several times. So every time an expert played in the role, and we'd ask them to play, and we'd ask them for feedback on the cards, and we'd get a lot of suggestions for more actions. For example, one of the players for China looked at the cards, you know, and said, you know, China really needs more economic cards. So we developed a series of economic cards for them. So we started again with just a few, but as we rotated in experts and they were playing the game so they could see what was going on and they were trying to represent what they thought the country would do in that situation, they would just make lists and tell us also ideas for new cards and write their own cards, sometimes actually even during the game. So we did it not just with one sort of expert within each role, but we rotated a few through the role. So we got a variety of opinions who collectively as a group came up with basically a lot of ideas for actions and investments that they felt that the country would realistically want to take. So again, starting with just a few cards, here is now after many, many iterations of the game with some different experts, that for China, for example, just the number of cards you see in the actions and investments they people thought that they should be able to take. Iran, for example, you know, strengthening proxies in the region and the list of countries Iran might want to support as proxies as one of their actions that also came about through this iteration with experts. And so, for example, also with North Korea, because I personally was not really familiar at all with what North Korea might be doing, but some of the feedback from the regional experts who played North Korea in the game, you know, cyber theft, high level bilateral summits, conventional bombardment of South Korea, and several others. So again, this is a very simple way of getting input, improving a part of the game where you yourself lack expertise. And it's again consistent with design thinking where you do the prototype test, iterative development back and forth. In this case, we were doing it with the regional experts and the options that they felt that their different countries should be able to have. So thank you very much.